I had pretty much sworn off Quentin Tarantino's films after being so terribly bored and disappointed by a couple of them, following his riveting debut with Pulp Fiction and the even better Jackie Brown. But several people I knew raved about the new one, Inglourious Basterds, a fantasy revision of how Hitler, Goebbels, and World War II came out, so I figured why not. Tarantino's wonderful gift with dialogue, timing, suspense, casting, and production look is evident throughout, especially in the chilling opening sequence where a Nazi officer visits a farm in occupied France to search for hidden Jews. The core of the story is that a hellish band of Jewish American commandos, led by country boy Brad Pitt, hunt down, torture, and scalp hundreds of Nazi soldiers and officers, putting fear into the heart of the Nazi war machine, all the way up to Hitler himself, and presumably putting dollar signs in the eyes of the Weinstein brothers, who backed this project. If this is unappealing to you on either ethical or dramatic or violence aversion grounds, there's little here that will offset your objections, I'm afraid. What could have been a wonderfully juicy, suspenseful revenge fantasy is brought down a notch by too many self-indulgent touches and a running time that could have easily been shaved by a full hour. Tarantino obviously enjoys filmmaking for its own sake and doesn't want to leave anything out, but the final product suffers. Tarantino's sensibility never rises much above the junior high comic book level, and somehow that worked much better for me in Pulp Fiction than it does here. Still, Inglourious Basterds is a pretty good ride. At the other end of the seriousness scale is a German film called A Woman in Berlin, based on the memoirs of a journalist who suffered the mass rape and pillage of victorious Soviet troops at the end of World War II. She finally resolves that if she's going to be raped, at least she will choose her man, so she links up with the Soviet commander, a relatively sensitive, piano-playing, philosophical type. Of course, if you're as beautiful as the star, I suppose you do get to choose. I'm not trying to be cute here. This is actually the way the story is told. A bleaker story you never saw, and if nothing else, it made me contemplate the horrible and conflicted situation of the conquered German civilians at the end of the war. Much as Spielberg's documentary The Last Days made me think about German Jews after the war, Amistad first really made me contemplate the slave experience, and the riveting film Downfall gave me a feel for the final days of the Nazi high command in their bunker and the German civilians above. It's probably unfair and irrelevant to compare such a serious film to a more mass appeal project, but I keep comparing every big budget release I see to an excellent film I saw at the Santa Fe Film Festival last year, a dark romantic thriller called The Rule of Three, whose budget was, are you ready? $10,000. The look and sound were good, the small cast was excellent, and the story was gripping. How can such a film be done for 1/5,000th the cost of a Tarantino extravaganza, and what are the implications for filmmaking, particularly here in New Mexico, where we have all the resources, including possible investors? What makes a story interesting, and what makes a film really stick with you? It's something to think about when watching these huge, complicated productions. Inglourious Basterds is in wide release. A Woman in Berlin plays through Thursday at the DeVargas in Santa Fe, and The Rule of Three can be found online.